playing games is done. Adversaries all better run. We're coming up to reach the top. Unbeatable and we'll never stop. We're the ones in charge, yeah. We're staying living large, yeah. We're the one who fly, yeah. They don't ever have a chance. Why do they even try? Everybody, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rock your body, yeah, yeah, yeah. Time to party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause the backseat boys are back.
All right, welcome everybody here, new fans, old fans, right here to the Spokecast. This Saturday we have a big event coming up, so there's a lot to talk about. It's the season four finale. Let's get people in here just to show he's not late. The president, what's up, Phil?
Hey everybody, how you doing?
You're on time. I'm impressed. The rest of the world is impressed. There's a big exhale. What's up, Donnie B?
What's up, sirs? I'm calling you from my vehicle. I'm on dad duty tonight, so I'll stay with us as long as I can.
All right. Fire up some dad jokes. Get them ready. Put them in the holster.
All my jokes are dad jokes.
No, Tommy, what's up, brother?
Whoop, whoop. Tommy Grayson in the house. How you doing?
Wow. Hell yeah. This is a big backseat love fest. I think we also have, yes, the bicep himself.
No double bicep tonight. None of that.
Make him wait, bro. Make him wait. Always play with your mind.
That's right.
Yep. Phil is on time. Everyone's excited about that. I love it. We got a lot to talk about, guys. So I don't know if you guys know, but we're only a few days away from the event and we have a big week coming up. So I'm going to start right off by showing you guys what's up this week. All right. So this is, it's what we call the event week schedule. All right, so right here we're on Monday, the podcast. We're here right now, the season four finale. We're gonna have Willie Mack on here later. He's obviously in a different time zone and we're hoping that there's no issues, so we're crossing our fingers that we'll have Willie Mack here in a little bit. And then tomorrow night we have the predictions and preview show hosted by BJ and Danger Ginger, right here, right where you're watching right now. Just be here tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 7 p.m. And myself and my brother Robbie will be on that as well. And then Thursday, we have the press conference, the X Rumble Celebrity Boxing Press Conference, guys. You can RSVP at xrumble.com. You will see myself there, Hank the Buffalo, Mayor Roots, Robbie Illuminati, and maybe some other surprises from Spo Wrestling. And it's always a great time, these press conferences. So you want to see what the X Rumble is all about and what Damon Feldman has in store. And then of course, Saturday, Key to the City. This is the big one, you guys. Tickets at spowrestling.com. And if you buy a ticket, if you are just an adult that buys a regular general admission ticket, we will let one kid from Chester in for free.
Wow.
So there's a nice little incentive for you right there. Sound good, guys?
Yes, sir.
That's fantastic, bro. Yeah. Nice work. That's awesome.
Thank you, brother. Donnie, how was your week, bro? Talk to us.
It was great, man. Super busy. A lot of stuff with the kids. Some cheerleading competitions last weekend. My wife and I are getting ready to – we leave for Key West this week, so that's why I'm going to miss the event this Saturday. I'm very bummed about it. But just a great week, man. Just a ton of stuff going on right now with the family. All good stuff. Very busy. Getting ready to go to Florida. Rick Ratchet is down in Key West, so hopefully I get to run into him. And I'll have a report. I don't know what time I get back next week. If I'm back in time, I'll do the show. If not, I'll give you guys a little report when I get back.
That would be wonderful, man. I'm excited, dude. Rick Ratchet on a beach in Key West, maybe with a key lime pie, is heaven on earth for me, brother.
Close. He texted me today with a picture. He was at a taco. He sends me a picture from Key West at a taco place that we all like. And he said, when you coming? I said, I'll be there Thursday. So maybe I'll run into him. We'll see.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. Guys, I want to show you real quick Hank's pregame show. It's one day before the Super Bowl. So this Saturday when doors open at 4:30, DJ Khalil is going to be spinning, and it's going to be crazy. Check this out.
Y'all going to make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all going to make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all going to make me
you have it, you guys. So it's going to be a lot of different people there, you guys. Tons of people you're going to get to meet at Hank's pregame show, including the Backseat Boys, Ruthie J, James Ellsworth from WWE, Simon Gotch, Velcro, who will be making his SPO wrestling debut with Tay Rock in his corner, Willie Mack, the Chocolate Juggalo himself, Tasha Steeles, the Rep, Rick Blade, and so many more, you guys. It's going to be pretty cool. So show up at 4:30. It's included with the price of your ticket. So that should be pretty
awesome.
Fun.
Great idea. Great collab. Great cross-pollination. Way to get the community involved. You're doing all the stuff that I wanted to do years ago, but it never came to fruition when I did shows. I always wanted to do a pregame like this before the show. I think it's a fantastic idea, and I hope you guys pack that house.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you so
much. We didn't have the tech available to us. We couldn't make graphics and videos like this back then.
No, we had Canon. I mean, he did the work of 100 computers, but hey, man, it's so cool what you guys can do now. Just the initiative. I love the initiative you guys are all taking on everything. I love that more than anything.
Thanks, man. And the back seats are killing it too, dude. These guys come up with new stuff. They're learning new tricks on a daily basis, man. It's awesome. I'm running to keep up. That's awesome.
We're
so here's our main event. I just want to put up our main event, you guys. I'm really excited for this one. So Willie Mack versus the Feral Face, the man that does not feel pain. Feral Face versus the Chocolate Juggalo from Juggalo Championship Wrestling, Willie Mack. Just recently on Ring of Honor. Go ahead.
No. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were still going. Continue.
No, I was just saying just on Ring of Honor. And then you were about to say international, and that's perfect. Go for it.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say that Willie Mack is, of course, an international superstar. He competes regularly for Mexico promotion AAA and the Crash, and he's all over the world competing internationally. You know, he's a current Ring of Honor superstar. You could catch him, you know, all the time over at JCW repping the hatchet. He's the current JCW World Heavyweight Champion. So, mm-hmm. you know, to be able to have him compete for our richest prize in SPO wrestling, it's like, you know, it's when worlds collide. You know what I mean? And Feral Face has been on just an absolute kick lately, you know, with the gold title. So it's going to be real interesting to see, you know, what his approach to, you know, being challenged, you know, Willie Mack is probably going to be his toughest challenge yet.
I would think so, man. And I've been there firsthand. I see how the crowd reacts to Willie Mack, JP. He's got to be one of the most popular wrestlers around, right?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I mean, again, Willie, this is gonna be a treat to see Willie Mack in the area again. Whenever he is, you're gonna find him on either companies like Ring of Honor, or again, if he's a free agent, you don't know where he's gonna pop up. But you know, this is the first time in probably over 10 years we're gonna see Willie Mack at you know, on an indie in Chester, PA, and it's gonna be for SPO Wrestling.
Yeah, I'm excited. Phil, have you ever had cross paths with Willie Mack in your ventures in the sport?
I have. I mean, he's a great dude. I mean, supremely talented. So the fact that he's going to be at SPO is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. Hopefully we get him in here. I know he's in, Las Vegas, guys, right? Which is a whole different world.
Mm-hmm. The Wild West.
When you're in the casino, you can't tell what time it is. There's no clocks and there's no windows. So you don't know if it's 4 a.m. or 4 in the afternoon. So we'll be lucky if we hear from Willie Mack today. We'll see.
Well, you know, fool.
Yeah, he called me fool, guys, when I called him to book him. He was like, yeah, I'll be there, fool.
He calls everyone fool.
It took me back for a second. See if Donnie's here. Donnie, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
When you called to book Willie Mack and he says, yeah, I'm available for that date, fool. Is that a compliment?
Yeah, that's definitely a compliment.
I was so honored that he called me fool.
Yeah. Yep.
You should have said it back and see what he said.
I feel like I would say it with the wrong vocal tone and get heat.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, after a while, you got to give it back.
You do.
You'd say it with a hard F. there's a joke there, but you'd say it with a hard F and go, fool.
I get it. Gee whiz.
Move on.
That's there now. It's crazy. 4 p.m. there, right?
Yeah.
What?
It's 4 p.m. technically in Vegas.
Yeah, it's right. That's why I use 4 p.m. as the joke.
Yeah.
But Thomas, why don't you tell us about your challenge?
So Tommy Greason's Backseat Silver Challenge. You wear backseat silver pants on February 8th, and you get a free ticket to our April 26th event. That's right, our 25th
April event. We haven't set a date yet officially until the contract sign. It'll be our April event, but yes,
it'll be our April 26th. Most likely, but yes, it's currently penciled in for April. So no false advertising there. You wear silver to our February 8th event at Harris Philadelphia, 6 p.m., pre-show 4:30. You wear silver to this Greason Backseat Silver Challenge. You wear a silver article of clothing. That could be silver anything. That could be silver hat, silver shirt, silver shoes, silver pants, silver article of jewelry. Okay, silver underwear, silver socks, silver shoelaces, silver bandana. You know,
you need silver pants and you get a free ticket to the next event. That's awesome, man. Thank you for that. Thanks for reaching in your silver pants, the pocket of your silver pants, and paying all that money for all these people. Good looking.
Hey,
you tickets know on Tommy Greason.
Yeah, tickets on Tommy Greason, assuming you cop yourself a fresh pair of silvers.
Yep. So, guys, unfortunately, I'm hearing news that, Willie Mack, unfortunately, has fallen asleep in the casino at the off-track betting, and he is not going to be able to be on our show tonight, apparently.
Mm-mm.
Oh, wait. He's here. Do we have Willie Mack? They need to connect their mic and camera before you can add them to the stream, so... Yeah, when you're on the floor of the casino, I think it blocks all that stuff out. But he's trying to do it right now. We'll see if we can get him back in.
He's trying. Oh, man. He's trying. I believe his words the other day were that he had a 2015 Android, foo.
Oh, God.
What? Oh, no. I didn't know that. Yeah, it's probably not going to work. Oh, well.
It's all good. Willie, if you're here, we love you. And we're looking forward to seeing you at Harris Casino. Make sure you wear silver so you can get into our show for free, fool.
That's right. And we put you over. Go back and watch later. You'll hear us put you over, bro. You'll like it. But anyway, we're going to be happy to have him here in Chester. He's going to be flying in on Saturday. You're going to get to meet him at the meet and greet, everybody. And then you're going to get to see him wrestle. So this is going to be a treat. So don't say we didn't warn you. Make sure you're there early. All right.
Mm-hmm. And bring some candy for Willie Mack. Bring your chocolate bars for the chocolate juggalo. We're talking Hershey bars, Kit Kats, Butterfingers, Snickers, Twix, Kit Kat bars.
That's it. That's it. All right. So, guys, we got real quick. I want to announce the R5 Media guys. We got to say they're going to be in the house. We got Rich Poe, our boy, and we got KB, Kurt, the media producer. Rich Poe is a sports A&R. So, you know, a lot of the acts that are going to be coming to perform in our event are going to actually have people that can help their careers watching. So it's a pretty neat thing for everybody. One hand washes the other. And as the event grows and we add more special guests, guys like Rich Poe and KB, it's awesome to have them in our group. So thank you guys. And did you guys ever hear about Photo Booth by any chance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be there. Apparently, it needs like 10 by 10 space and it takes an all around picture.
Yep.
Kind of neat.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is?
Oh, yeah. We use them at, in my other vocation, for just like opportunities to do cool photos and like get a group together, get this 360 panorama photo.
Those are popular for those. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And we announced today, guys, that Nail, the Hood Prince Charming, is going to be performing live to kick off the event. He is Chester's own, so I'm pretty excited to have him. This should be pretty neat, and we're going to announce tonight right here, Willie Dange, recording artist and engineer in the house, also going to be performing. We will find out soon who he will be performing to the ring. Nail THCP is going to be performing right at the beginning of the event. So like I said, Chester's own. So buy a ticket. We let a kid from Chester in for free, and we got Chester's own there to kick off the event. And the mayor of Chester, Mayor Stefan Roots, will be there. So, guys, talk about all in the family, right? It's going to be fun.
I mean, this is literally something that my brother and I have wanted to do for our entire career, was involve, you know, our love of hip hop and bring it into the wrestling world, because, you know, the further you got into the 2000s, it seemed like, you know, they were trying to collaborate the two with, you know, the Def Jam video games and the Backyard Wrestling video games. But somewhere along the line, it seems like there's been sort of a divide. But I'm happy to see that there's a demand for that, you know, that style to come together again, you know, hip hop and wrestling. It's, they are a good mix. So
yeah.
I think that it's only right that, you know, we are in Chester, PA, and we have a local artist, you know, population that, you know, clearly is willing to come out and perform. So it's like, you know, why the fuck not? Excuse my language. Why the hell not?
Good stuff. You were on a roll there for a minute.
I was. My speaking privileges have officially been revoked. So JP, I'll allow you to continue.
Yeah, I'll continue with that. Being said, again, this is the first time we're doing something like this, and I think it's going to be something awesome. Again, just a little something for everyone. This isn't just a wrestling show at this point. This is almost like a variety show. We're going to have, again, recording artists. We're going to have wrestling. I mean, you don't know who else is going to show. We're going to have the mayor of Chester, PA in the house. We're going to have Hank the Buffalo. I mean, and then some. So, again, you're not just going to get wrestling. I mean, you're going to get a little something for everyone here. You don't know what to expect here February 8th at Harris Casino.
That's it. That's it. DJ Khalil's going to be spinning, you guys. That's going to be awesome at Hank's pregame show. And all the stars are going to be there, man. Big Daddy from the 76ers. Tone Love from Tough Crew is going to be there. Todd Rodd as Rerun is going to be there. And, guys, let me tell you something. This Thursday is the celebrity boxing press conference, right? And it's in Aston, PA at the skating, at the pub at the skating rink. Not too far away from there, at the public library in Delaware, Northern Delaware, the entire cast of What's Happening is going to be there at once. Not just the two guys we met, everyone, all of them, and it's sold out. And me and Robbie are freaking out trying to get on a guest list to go meet all these people, especially because how are we going to look Todd Rodd in the eye on Saturday and not say, look, we at least got a picture with the whole cast, you know, and we're trying to get them there. Let me tell you something. If we can get any of the cast of What's Happening to a future SPO event, Donnie B, you've heard it here first. It will happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that'd be awesome, bro.
Bro, D is even appearing with them this Thursday.
Oh, D Thomas?
Yeah.
Huge.
The girl, the little girl, the girl that played the sister.
That's D Thomas. Thanks for telling me who D Thomas is.
But isn't the main character a Thomas too?
They all are. Roger
Ernest
Thomas.
Ernest Thomas.
D. Thomas. Yeah, Ernest.
Ernest Thomas.
Rob.
I didn't know that.
Hey, Rob.
I didn't know they had the same last name in real life.
Yeah, I think that was their gimmick name, Thomas, on the show. I forgot the mother's name. Let's see. She was great.
All right, let's see who we got.
Mabel King was the mother.
Who?
Mabel King. She played the Wicked Witch in The Wiz.
She was great.
Yo, she scared me as the Wicked Witch in The Wiz.
I believe that.
I love your little subterfuge. That was beautiful. That was great. But yeah, guys, so real quick, I do want to show you guys this. So where is it? Stoner Bro Flex. This is a friend of mine. Now, you guys aren't even going to believe this, but me and Stoner Bro Flex's dad, Joe, are like close. He's been my friend from work like years ago. We used to be like really close. So the fact that he's getting involved is awesome. This is like the Florida Cannabis King, by the way. So obviously Donnie B booked him for us. Thank you, Donnie.
Yeah, you're welcome. Donnie.
Thank you.
If you need any cannabis royalty, you go right to Donnie B. But he's going to be hosting our pre-show, and he's going to be involved, so I'm excited to have him as well. So, like you said, man, variety show. I don't know how this is all coming together like this, but I'm thankful, and I'm happy. And, guys, today, me and Robbie, we're in meetings with the mayor. Me, Robbie, and Mitch, all three of us, in Chester, and there's going to be a lot to announce in the next couple weeks, so definitely stay tuned. This Saturday is going to definitely be off the hook, you guys. Try to make it. And stay tuned to Spo Wrestling on Instagram, because we're going to have a lot more to announce over the next 4 days. And there's going to be footage. We're probably going to live stream from the press conference if we can. At least our part, whatever we do, we'll try to at least get video or live stream it too. So this whole week leading into Saturday is going to be great. So stick with us, fans. You ain't seen nothing yet, so to speak. So thank you. All right. So that being said.
It's continue on. What else is going on? You know, let's announce. Let's get through the card. Let's preview what else we got coming up.
Well, we got Velcro's pro wrestling debut, the rap rock star. Have you guys heard any of his music yet? I am not a rapper. You guys heard it?
He's not a rapper, but he is a rocker.
I have not.
No, it's good, man. I like it. I've been listening to it. It's on Instagram. So when you go to post a story or a reel on Instagram, you can use Velcro's music. You can use Lavari's music. You can use the Hood Prince Charming's music. It's pretty cool that all their music is up there, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But yeah, James Ellsworth has taken him on, and you guys saw the promo that James Ellsworth cut. That was hysterical. If you didn't, I actually have it. I can cue that up in a minute if you guys want.
Yeah, let's see it.
Yeah, I might as well put that up here, right? But yeah, that match has Tay Rock is the guy in Velcro's corner, and he is a battle rapper. And he's like one of the best battle rappers. Like it's not overstating to say he's a legend. He really is. So it's pretty neat. But yeah, so here
James
we go.
Ellsworth, the man to beat AJ Styles, not once, not twice, but three times, the real winner of the first ever Women's Money in the Bank ladder match at on Saturday, February the 8th. I'm coming to SPO Wrestling in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania at the Verona's Casino at 5 p.m. And I'm taking on a dude named Velcro, and he's got his little buddy who's a battle rapper named Tay Rock. In a wrestling match, and neither one of you guys are really wrestlers, right? Huh? I'm a television legend in wrestling, but you battle rap? Is that what you do? Tay Rock? Listen, I got a little battle rap of my own for you and your boy Velcro. I'm gonna take care of him on the 8th. And it goes a little something like this. Boom, boom, my name's James Ellsworth, and they say I don't got a chin. Boom, boom, that's okay, because I'm coming to Philadelphia to get the win. Boom, boom, when I'm done with you both, you're not going to be able to dance, boom, boom, because I'm going to show you both that any man with two hands has a fighting chance.
Oh, there it is, James Ellsworth. And I got to say, that song, Blow the Whistle, is everywhere now that the Eagles are in the Super Bowl, guys. Have you been hearing that out your ears or what?
We just play sad funeral marches down here in the D.C. area.
Yeah,
I could say as a New Yorker, I don't hear that as frequently as one who is in Philadelphia might imagine, but I'm sure I'll be hearing it a whole lot more this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, James is a big star, man. He's done a lot. So for him to send us a promo like that, God bless him. He's obviously a humble dude. Thanks for participating and for taking this so seriously, bro. I'm excited to see him and Velcro. I can't wait to see this match. Talk about a special attraction, man. It's really going to be something else.
Who knew James Ellsworth had bars? They might only be two of like those little low HP energy bars of like a rack of 10, but still. James
what?
Ellsworth has bars.
What do you mean he has bars? He really does?
That's the whole point. Like, think of a video game and you have like the big HP strip. And they're like little bars.
Oh,
like
you're talking about bars. Like energy module.
Yeah.
To a white guy trying to explain to another white guy what bars means.
I still don't get it. I have no idea what we're even talking about.
You got a long
I was
way
making
to go.
A bad analogy.
You got horrible way to go. Let's keep going through the card.
Yeah.
All right. You got Big Nate and Big Dave. Yeah, Big Nate and Big Dave. And that's their names, Big Nate and Big Dave. Wait till you see these guys. They're freaking huge.
That's right. Yeah, they are Big Nate and Big Dave. And, you know, I've been thrown around by Big Nate and Big Dave many, 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 many times.
We've been tossed around by these dudes.
Yeah, but Simon Gotch and Rick Blade teaming up for the first time ever, you know, history will be made. Rick Blade. Who would have expected him to be in a wrestling ring in 2025, you know, the year alone, but to be teaming up with Simon Gotch coincidentally, because these two were robbed of a proper conclusion to their first time ever encounter. I mean, what are these guys trying to prove? I mean, I know they're no longer the SPO tag team champions, but clearly that doesn't stop them from going out and taking what's theirs, because these guys are really just trying to make a name for themselves. You know, they're trying to take out a veteran and they're trying to take out, you know, a legend. So I have no doubt that this is going to be, you know, an all out war, to put it mildly.
You know what I think they are? The rep, they're sandcastle kickers. They didn't like that Blade and Gotch had all the attention on them as the main event last show, one of the main matches. So they had to come out and spoil it. You know, if it's not their sandcastle, then they're going to go kick it if it looks nicer than theirs. And that's how they are. And Gotch and Blade had enough. I'm excited to see this match. I think it's going to be what they call a curtain sellout, Donnie. What do you think?
Absolutely, bro. That was the match I was most excited to see on this whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's been months in the making now since November. So, and we announced Gotch vs. Blade back in like September. So it's actually like, it's been like 5 months now. This is pretty good for an indie.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. It definitely is. It's got that big match feel.
It does. It does. But you know what? Speaking of big match feel, let's go to JP and Griffin McCoy. What do you guys think about this one? Donnie, you see this?
Dude, that looks like a great match, man. What I love about it, it's unusual. It's out of the box thinking. It's a singles match when people don't expect it. And I think that could be the show stealer.
And I think we need to put it in a position on the card where it is teed up to be a show stealer, too. Because you're right. It's a home run pitch of a match.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah, what do you think, Thomas?
I'm going to give it my all, you know?
You are?
Yeah, man. I'm going to give it my all. Leave it all out there, whatever happens. But, you know, this guy, Griffin McCoy, he's, you know, calling himself the top guy. So, that being said, you know, to be the best, you got to take out the best. And let's see what you got, Griffin McCoy, top guy.
Griffin's really, really been on a rock. He's tied to a rocket lately, Phil. Do you agree?
I do agree. Was on him on an event with him yesterday. And he shows up. You know, he is somebody who works his hardest, fights his hardest. So, Jay, I want to see it, too, because I know JP's going to kind of bring it. I'm really looking for it.
What about you, stranger to singles competition.
I think that, you know, Griffin McCoy, he's no stranger to singles competition. And I think that if JP is put in a position to – obviously make an example out of Griffin McCoy, he's going to do just that. You know, there's nobody I would rather see take out the quote unquote top talent than somebody close to myself. And since that, you know,
a rare singles appearance by JP Grayson, which now opens up Thomas Grayson. So what will he be doing at the event other than walking around checking people's silver pants? That's the best job of the night.
Wow. That's like being like front usher.
Yeah.
Head usher.
I'm gonna divert to the legend himself, RIP Crash Holly, and I'm gonna just
Man. That's what you think.
Yep.
I'm not exactly sure, so all I could do is just sit there and just
Yeah. I got it. So anyway, that's already just about half the lineup, guys. We have a few more matches. Of course, the big women's match, TNA's Tasha Steele's hybrid women's champion, taking on NWA's Ruthie J, coming up from Florida, trained by the one and only Gangrel. So this is like two thoroughbreds, man. This is going to be really good. And I know a lot of people are very excited for this. I even spoke with Damon Feldman, a celebrity boxing, and he's excited about this. So, you know, this match is really something that the people in Chester are going to love and the kids are really going to love. What do you think, Phil?
I agree. I mean, we heard a little bit last week about what we were expecting to see in this match. And so, this is going to be something that I think is going to be just, again, just an amazing match to watch.
Absolutely. I'm excited for that one big time. Now, guys, we have Primal Fear versus Postgame. We announced this match a while ago. What a great tag team match. I'm excited. Postgame's second appearance with us will be this event. But they have Billboard recording artist Lavari. Antonio Lavari is going to be in their corner. He's going to sing them to the ring. This guy was recently on Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, this guy, he's had a bunch. I've listened to his music. I actually like it. So it's going to be very interesting to have Lavari there. Go ahead, Tommy.
Well, is his full name Antonio Lavari or is it just Lavari?
His last name is Lavari, but that's what he goes by. Kind of like Madonna, you know. But his full name is Antonio Lavari. So if you were to look him up or Google him or whatever, you'd Google Antonio Lavari. Yeah, but super great guy, super humble, and really talented. I was very impressed. So I'm interested to see Post Game get the with his music, because it actually sounds similar to what Post Game comes out to already.
Let's see how they feel about that, you know?
We'll see. We'll see. And then we have the dumpster match, Homeless Von versus Kurt Robinson. This is their third time wrestling, you guys. You got to put your opponent in the dumpster and close the lid in order to win. So, you know, you can beat your opponent without a pinfall or a submission. So it's, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in this one.
You know, I've always wanted to see a dumpster match because as a kid, one of my favorite accessories was when they released the dumpster action figure set to go with the Titantron Lives. I think it was with the Mick Foley figure. And I loved how, you know, like compact for storage it was. So I always just thought that it would be cool to have the dumpster match just simply because you could actually gimmick it to, you know, like instead of how New Jack would come out with the trash can full of weapons or how Rhino would come out or Raven, I'm sorry, would come out with a shopping cart. It's like, well, here you just got an entire dumpster full of, you know, like whatever. So that's what I'm personally excited for.
I mean, I'm speaking for myself, but I went out and bought that dumpster playset the day it came out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I still have it.
So correct me. Who did the playset actually come with?
That's a good question. I bought it off like eBay later. I didn't buy it. I bought it off like collectors. So I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I just knew I needed it. But I bought that and I bought like the shopping carts because now you can buy shopping carts. When I was a kid, I used to have to pretend something was a table or the ring steps or, you know, now you actually have it, you know? Yeah. So it's so much more fun to play with wrestlers now in your 40s, which I do not do, just letting everyone know.
I don't buy that for a second.
Yeah, thank you.
Johnny's in there with a ring on the side. You can't see it. It's underneath his desk.
Well, yeah, my action figures are called the Spo Wrestling roster, unfortunately.
Oh, but no, God. I get it. You're spoken like a true wrestling promoter of the 2020s.
Yo, speaking of this, I got to tell you guys, did anyone see Steven Carino's appearance on Jasmine St. Clair's podcast?
I did.
I did too. Did you like it?
I did actually. Speaking of Jasmine, you know, she sends her regards to everybody. You could catch her, you know, regularly on the podcast that she hosts. So, but I absolutely did catch that appearance of Steve Carino on the podcast. So what did you think of it, Johnny?
I loved it. He admitted to being a stunted 12-year-old. Huh. I love that. We all are. I mean, let's be honest. There's a point where we all just stop maturing. And he's just like letting it all hang out now. Doesn't even care. He's a success. He's got nothing to lose. I love it. He's such a Jedi. I love it. Donnie, do you hear me? Oh, he's got to unmute. I think Donnie's already out of driving.
No, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yeah, I'm on the car audio. Steve is definitely stunted. There's no doubt about that.
You had to chime in just for that.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. And what else? We got another match, the ladder match, the Key to the City ladder match. So the Patriot has a new protege, and he's going to unveil him to everyone this Saturday. We don't even know his name. And he's going to team with Hank the Buffalo from Buffalo Wild Wings against Blackout, Ruckus, and Robbie. This one goes way back. This all started back in August at a celebrity boxing press conference where Robbie got on the microphone on behalf of Declan Grant and just went off on the mayor, and it started this big powder keg exploding, and it's all going to come to a head this Saturday, you guys. And I hate to say this too, but this Thursday is another press conference, and Robbie's going to be there, and the mayor's going to be there, and me and Damon and Hank. And guys, you know, I usually get excited for this stuff, but after the last two, I don't need to be bothered with this. I don't even want to go Thursday because I know it's going to get crazy and out of hand.
Probably.
You got this.
Yeah, man. It seems like there's going to be some problems if you go, man. I don't know.
Well, I just hope nothing happens that puts the show in jeopardy. That's all I'm worried about.
But I was going to say, go ahead. What's going to happen if you don't go, Johnny? I think that's the stronger question to ask yourself.
You know, I have to be in the building. Yeah, maybe hopefully we'll get to meet the What's Happening crew ahead of time, and then I'll be in a great mood and everything will be fine. So. Look for if we meet the What's Happening crew, we'll definitely get video and pictures. But guys, talk real quick about the belts. This is a big freaking deal. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. They are finished, and you're not going to be able to see them until you come to Spo Wrestling February 8th. And the creator, Joe Ruta, Ruta Entertainment, will also be in the house as well, with many more belts that will be on display that you can check out. And if you want one of your own, that's why he's going to be there, so you can place an order from Ruta Entertainment himself.
For all of you gold fingers out there, I've officially dubbed you. I'm retiring the phrase belt mark. Belt mark is going to be stuck in 2024, because moving forward, we are going to be collectors of gold. And in order to, you know, in order to be the richest player, you must wear the crown of Goldfinger. So if you are a belt collector or a Goldfinger, as I am now referring to you as, show up.
There you go. And this is the Ruta Entertainment Championship material has made our new SPO tag team titles. That's what JP was talking about. They're not pictured here. If you want to see them, you're not going to see them until this Saturday. We're going to unveil them right there. So go over to the Ruta table if you want to order your own custom or replica belts. So you can't beat that, guys.
That's right. February 8th is going to be the last time you're going to see these. Expo Wrestling.
It's the last time you're going to see them as officially sanctioned tag team titles. So they're still going to exist, and they're still going to, you know, be in our history. You know, we might wear them from time to time, you know, as we see fit, but they're not going to be, you know, officially sanctioned belts in Expo Wrestling. Right. And the reason for that is because in 2025, the silver anniversary of the backseats, we want Expo Wrestling to be a vehicle for talent outside of just the backseat boys. We want it to be fair game. We want it to be equal opportunity and equal playing field. And when something as close to home as Trent Acid, you know, is the centerpiece of the belt, it takes away of what we're trying to create, which is a house for everybody. You know, we love Trent. We love, we honor him every single time we do a Spocast, every Trip TV, every show, every time, you know, the backseats are out there, but there has to be a line. And I think part of starting new, and part of why I'm dubbing this the Goldfinger era and not the belt mark era, is because, you know, we are trying to establish a new era in our legacy. So, you know, if this is the silver anniversary, then the backseats will be, you know, collectors of gold. Yeah. Because gold is the most precious title in championship, you know, opportunities in wrestling. Yeah. You don't say chase the silver. You don't say chase the brass. You say I'm chasing the gold.
Well, it was It was nice to have Trent on our belts, but you're right. We can't have Trent on our belts. So we did the sensible thing, and we have Donnie B on one tag belt and Phil Stamper on the other tag belt. Yes. So everything will be perfect.
And boys, it's best for business. Listen, boys, I have to bid you adieu. I'm going to try to listen on the way home, but I have to go up and pick up daughter number one.
All right.
So have a good,
Donnie.
Good show this weekend. I'll check in when I get back.
Thank you, Donnie.
Thank you, Donnie.
But don't step in number two. See you, Donnie.
Yeah.
He gave a little pop as he went off the air.
So, no, this isn't to say anything negative about, you know, these belts. Yeah. We love these belts. Yeah. These belts are everything. These will always be the most important belts I will ever have the privilege of holding, because this signifies a time in my life that is still, you know, active to this day. And that is, you know, the backseat boys. But again, when you have to separate, you know, the establishment from the people involved. So that's all. But Johnny, I think we have a, special guest. So, you know, let's go ahead and let him in.
Sure. Yeah. Those belts are mantelpiece belts. Now they're display belts. They're trophy case belts. They're speaking of trophy cases and belts, let me see. Is he unmuted?
His mic isn't connected.
Oh no.
A wild Willie Mack appeared.
But we saw him for a second.
Willie Mack.
We did.
That was awesome. We like caught a quick glimpse, but then I still see him down here trying. It says they will need to connect their mic/cam before you can add them to the stream.
The Mac is in the house, y'all. The Mac is in the house. So everyone get your questions ready. Everyone get your questions ready for the Chocolate Juggalo, because he's in the house. And
oh man. Yeah. Well, while we're waiting on him, here's his picture. That's him on the top left there. Look at him. He looks mean as hell, doesn't he?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah,
you definitely do. He's a fierce competitor, and you know, we were talking about Steve Corino earlier in the show. Colby Corino took on Willie Mack in the most recent JCW Lunacy taping, and it was one hell of a match. But Willie Mack slapped the soul, the life out of Colby Corino. So
yeah,
for those of you watching, go back, watch Lunacy episode 20, because that's just a small preview of what you're going to see from the Mack himself, you know, February 8th. Willie Mack, he's not one to be slept on. You know, there's a reason I called him the international superstar. You know, that's a title that Trent used to be had. You know, that's a, that, you know, but I say that because, let's face it, I think Willie Mack versus Trent Acid, prime for prime, is probably one of the greatest matches to that pro wrestling, you know, was robbed of, you know.
Right.
Willie Mack is one of those guys, you could throw him against anybody, especially anybody on the SPO wrestling roster, and, you know, he's going to deliver and nail it out the park. So,
oh yeah.
Isn't it neat when you bring, like, foreign animals into the SPO ecosystem and then see how they fare?
Right. Yeah, it's like bringing Batman to Metropolis or Superman to Gotham.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. Or like bringing Phil Stamper to Chester.
Yeah.
Are we going to see you in Chester? Maybe, right?
Maybe.
We got to talk. We still got to talk and see if you're booked or not.
So
you still hate me because the new president of SPO, SPO, is the Patriot. So Phil has my picture on his dartboard now.
I mean, you went from a dog to the Patriot.
Is that a step up or a step down?
I don't know yet. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see this Saturday.
Well, I did want to say real quick, this I Run Philly thing is a really great not-profit drug gun suicide prevention in Philadelphia. And check him out at Instagram at BigSteppaV33. This is our boy, man. Anything we ask for help with collaborating, he helps us and we help him. This dude's great. And let me tell you something. When that Learjet went down on Cottman Avenue in Philly the other day, Big Steppa must have lived right there because he was one of the first people to have actual footage on Instagram. That's how I found out, was through this guy. So it's neat to have people that are so in tuned in Philly on our team. And the guys, our army's growing already, right?
That's right.
Yeah, it is.
Hell yeah.
One day at a time. Everybody.
That's it. That's it, man. Yeah, Wrestling Cause said, shit, would love to go to a SPO wrestling show, but Cause is in Australia.
Australia.
Well, if you're in Australia, you're probably going to be able to catch it. We should be doing some sort of a live stream that we will announce coming soon. So you'll be able to watch it somehow if you can't make it into the building. But we'll see about all that. So
that's right.
Yeah, so real quick, Phil, I heard you had something this weekend. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was at Wrestling Revolver out in Indianapolis this past Friday. Standing room only, a solid event. So really excited.
Standing room only? Dude, didn't they just have 900 a couple months ago?
Yeah. Revolver's doing some pretty good stuff. Main event was our champion Myron Reed taking on Trey Miguel from the Rascals. We had Emmy winner Paul Walter.
Hold on. Isn't Myron Reed in Robbie's Blackout?
Is he?
He is. Yes, he's in Blackout,
Reed. No, that's Myron Malone.
Myron Reed was from MLW, Jordan Oliver's old partner. Okay,
yes.
Continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. We had Emmy winner Paul Walter Hauser. If you've ever seen
Blackbird.
Oh my God, why am I blanking on this character's name in the Cobra Kai series?
He was
in Blackbird. So Paul Walter Hauser faced Steve Macklin in an Indianapolis street fight. So that was amazing to see. Masha Slamovich took on Ace Austin. Lots of mayhem, lots of excitement. And we return officially March 6th for our next event in Dayton, but I'm hearing there might be something else coming up.
Good.
Stingray. That was his character's name in Cobra.
Yes, it was. He had the back of his hair done like the Stingray.
Yeah.
You know, he was also in Kingdom, which is an MMA show starring one of the Jonas Brothers and Steve Grillo. Man, what a great show that is. Go back and watch Kingdom. That's a great show. And he's awesome in it.
I think so. He's in an unannounced role in the upcoming Fantastic Four movie. He is in a biopic for he's playing Chris Farley in a Chris Farley biopic coming out. Like, man, like,
he might be perfect for that role.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Jim Cornette hates him. It's great.
Isn't that a right Jim Cornette?
Who does Jim Cornette like anymore?
Unreal. Unreal, you guys. But anyway, follow us on Spo Wrestling, you guys, on all major platforms. That's Instagram, X, YouTube, and Facebook at Spo Wrestling. Real simple. Once you follow us there, you're locked in. That's, you don't have to worry about missing anything. You'll get all of our posts, all of our press releases. You'll get all of that. So, and don't forget to follow the Backseat Boys as well. So that's on Instagram at the.backseatboys. So check us out there. And on all major social media platforms, as well as Blackout. And guys, the Simon Gotch Seminar, if you're a wrestling student, a wrestler, someone that just is serious about their career, check it out at Catchpoint this Saturday. $40 at the door if you show up. You can reserve your spot ahead of time, but you can just show up and pay as well. So definitely don't miss that. That's 2024 East Westmoreland Street in Philadelphia. That's Catchpoint. And that's this Saturday at 12 p.m., the Simon Gotch Seminar. That's a pretty good opportunity, Phil. What do you think?
It really is. I mean, Simon Gotch is just a wealth of knowledge. If you've never been to – people haven't been to Catchpoint either. That's a tremendous school ran by Drew Gulak and Yuta Wheeler. Hot Sauce Tracy Williams is down. So, you know, there's a lot of great talent there to learn from and bring – and having Simon Gotch there, just it's going to be an amazing opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't say enough good about Simon Gotch. You know, yeah. I pretty much sing his praises each and every single time his name comes up, and I stand by every single one of those statements. $40 is a small price to pay for a wealth of knowledge, and I guarantee you, if you have at least a fraction of a passion for pro wrestling, he will go above and beyond to stay connected with you well beyond your seminar. So it's $40 of a lifetime of, you know, knowledge. So take it.
This is a really good investment. So don't miss out.
Yep. And I even told guys like Velcro and Tay Rock, they can go if they want, cause they're serious about getting in the business. Here's a picture with us, all three back seats with Velcro and Tay Rock. This was taken at the Gremlin House Wrestling event, and Gremlin House Wrestling is also going to be in the house as a vendor, with Yaya the Gremlin. You're going to get to meet Velcro. Before his special performance, you're going to get to hear Velcro perform, and you're going to also get to see him wrestle. And you're going to get to meet him and Tay Rock before the event at the Gremlin House wrestling table, just like you're going to meet Reefer and the Prospects at the Loud East wrestling table. And you guys got booked on the Loud East show coming up, I hear, right?
That's right.
Yeah. It's not officially announced, but we'll do it for them. March 1st. Loud East in the Bronx. Stay tuned for more.
Yep, exactly. And just a quick reminder about this event week, guys. Right now, tonight, we're on Podcast Monday. Tomorrow, we have the Predictions and Preview show, the special with me, Robbie, BJ, as well as Danger Ginger, and maybe some surprises. And then Thursday, the press conference right there at Aston PA's Iceworks in the pub inside of the Iceworks rink. It's open to the public, but you have to RSVP at xrumble.com. Be there Thursday, 7 p.m. And then, of course, Saturday, the big event, the Key to the City. Tickets at spowrestling.com. You guys do not want to miss it. So this is pretty exciting, guys. Are you enjoying this? This is a fun, like, build up to a show, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think so, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, good stuff. So you guys have anything else you want to plug? What's going on with the back seats? I know you got some stuff coming up, don't you?
Oh, man. Yeah, no. I mean, it all starts this Saturday at Spo Wrestling. And from there on, it's like I think we're pretty much getting booked almost up to every weekend until we got up to April. And then from there on, it's like, you know. You know, just one day at a time, but it's looking like just as of today, you know, about every weekend from here on and up until April, we're going to be, you know, on the road doing some cool stuff all over the place. So stay tuned for more. We're going to start plugging some more shows that we're going to be on. But right now for February, catch us obviously this Saturday at Spo Wrestling at Harris Casino. Next weekend, Juggalo Weekend in Worcester, Massachusetts for JCW Lunacy. February 14th and 15th at the Palladium in Worcester, Massachusetts. And then the following weekend, we're going to be going out to Michigan. We're going to be doing some stuff out there for Horror Slam for their show. That just got moved to Livonia, Michigan.
So that's right.
No longer going to be at Harpos anymore for anyone, keeping up with us. We're going to be at Horror Slam. That's going to be in Livonia, Michigan. So all you fans out there, stay tuned for that. And we're also the next day going to be at For Us Wrestling. And I believe that's going to be at the Grizzlies Bar venue. Unfortunately, I don't know the town off the top of my head in Michigan, but
it's Wyandotte.
Wyandotte?
Yeah, it is.
Wyandotte, yeah, Michigan. Wyandotte, Michigan. Grizzlies Bar. We're going to be defending our FUW Trios Championships.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Dude, Livonia is a funny name, too. It sounds like maybe like an Italian meat. Like, yeah, I'll take a Livonia with Swiss. I'll take a Livonia with mozzarella.
Mm-hmm, right.
Mozzarella all over my toes.
And then Livonia. We have a new debut coming up, actually, the next day at Grindhouse. That's our boy, your homie, Too Tough Tony spot. Where is that, just outside of Louisville?
Yeah, it's going to be it's in Indianapolis at the Grindhouse Pro Wrestling Arena.
Mm-hmm.
1416 Spring Street in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Because I see that location all the damn time.
Jeez, Phil is taking jobs from AI. It's not the other way around.
Right.
How the hell do you know the – wait, what just happened?
I Googled really well. No, it's the arena. It's capital A at the beginning, capital A at the end, 1416 Spring Street, Jeffersonville, Indiana. It's sort of like, you know, in Jersey, you have the H2O building, which has become a pretty significantly strong building and a hub for a lot of different promotions to come through. That is the same for the arena.
Oh.
Grindhouse is a mainstay at that building, but there are others kind of like H2O, you know, there are others that will then swing through now and again.
Like the Mecca.
Right. Like the Mecca. Yeah. Yep.
All is right. that one of your All favorite right. building? What are your favorite? Here's a question, guys. What's your favorite indie building in America to work?
My favorite indie building?
Like, yeah, we're not talking like Wells Fargo Center or Madison Square Garden. We're talking like a Fed, someone that would run an indie. What's your favorite indie building?
That's a good question.
Phil.
Hamburg
Fieldhouse.
You know what? I've actually never been to Hamburg.
Me neither. That's where Saturday Night's main event used to be. Hogan Andre was there.
Yeah, out in Iowa, in Clive, Iowa, we run a great building out there now, called the Horizon Event Center, and it's a big, great space. But we used to be in this other space called the Valair Ballroom, and it was like a legit World War II era style hardwood floor ballroom, and it just had this amazing like aesthetic, and the stage was cool, and it like. To come upstairs, there was like this winding sort of big grand staircase set you had to go through. It was just a cool building. And I venue was probably not up to code by any stretch of the imagination, but it was an awesome, awesome venue.
Willie's trying to get in again, but his mic's not connected. This is breaking my heart. Willie, you don't have to keep trying, bro. Go back to playing the slots or whatever the hell you're doing. God bless you for trying, man. It's all right. Listen, we only advertised you as a great wrestler. We said nothing about your affinity for technology, so you're good.
He's plus, like,
I didn't exactly explain it. I didn't explain. Yeah, who's the fool now, Willie Mac? Who's the fool now, man? Oh, huh. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Excuse me.
Sorry, man.
So
it's all right. He can call me a fool if he wants.
So yeah. I mean, that's just February that we have coming up.
Willie can always join us tomorrow. All right, we'll try to get Willie tomorrow on the prediction special. That actually makes sense, guys. We'll just try to get him to pop up tomorrow night if possible, and we'll get back on it. Thanks for trying, Willie, for real. Thank you so much, bro. I joke, but you know, man. We have nothing but love.
Everyone get ready to hang out with Willie Mac this Saturday.
Yeah, that's going to be banging. Good stuff, guys. So great show. Check out SpoWrestling.com for your tickets. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram, because any new news coming out over the next few days is going to be popping up on Instagram. So you definitely don't want to miss that. and be here tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, for our predictions and preview special with Danger Ginger and DJ, BJ, as well as myself and my brother, Robbie. So a lot to talk about. And don't forget this Thursday, the big press conference. So, guys, what do you guys want to say to end this?
2 scoops of Whoop for y'all.
Much clown love, Whoop Whoop definition 2 and 3.
You can always trust him,
To be on time.